You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Spring cash. I'm going to get you closer to that money. I'm one of those folks that likes to walk around with a notebook so I can write down the things that I want to do. Start keeping your list of what you're going to do with that $1,000. So you don't have to get ready. You'll be ready. Get you closer with some tickets for Legends of Hip Hop. Keep listening for your chance to win with that. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors have filed a citation against a Lee Summit man for allegedly shining a laser at Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during the Chiefs game at Arrowhead in January.
Lock that thug up. Put him under the jail.
He's been cited with one count of disturbing the peace. He faces a year in jail or a fine up to $1,000.
Giving us Chiefs fans a bad name around the league. We can't take that. It's a zero tolerance for that.
Well, the good news is it appears that Brady didn't even know that it was going on at the time. Mm-hmm. So it didn't impede him from performing on the field.
Yeah. So not only did you did not do your job, but now you're going, well, you're not going to jail, but you could.
Yeah, they're not going to put him in jail for that.
Yeah.
He's set to appear in Jackson County Municipal Court July 17th.
Thug. Got to stop that thuggeration behavior out there at Arrowhead Stadium.
It's true. Mm-hmm. You know, but what the issue is, you know, people be out there drinking.
Yeah.
And for a long time.
That's definitely the number one culprit in all of this, and why we see fights all the time at Arrowhead, why you see unruly behavior, why you see people yelling and calling out people out their names and shining lasers and throwing beer on Tyreek Hill and all this other stuff. Beer and alcohol consumption is the number one issue with that, Shay.
Do you really go hammer? Or are you there to really enjoy
the
game?
I'm there to look at the game, analyze it, and look at it live and in living color. I don't want to do all that. That's why I'm not a big tailgate advocate. You know, I mean, I understand that it's good and that's what we do here. But for me, for Brian, that ain't my type of thing. I'm there to enjoy the game and the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But it's cool if you do that. That's fine. You know, just, I ain't going to participate in it.
The preseason schedule was released.
Week one, Bengals at Arrowhead. And then the other notable game is the 49ers. They'll be coming here for the third game. And the third game is always a crucial one because that's when your starters will play well into the third quarter. So that's typically the most entertaining game, and you'll see what direction your team is heading in in that third and crucial game. So, yeah, the dates haven't been announced. I think the schedule might be released next week or perhaps the week after that to build anticipation up for the draft, which will be 2 weeks from tomorrow. So, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait because football season signals fall weather, and I want to enjoy the spring and summer that we're going to have this year. So I'm going to be patient.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. It'll be a little cloudy and warm. Mostly cloudy and 61 right now in Belton. Shade, what's poppin'?
Nipsey Hussle's hometown has announced that they will be paying homage to the late rapper by renaming the intersection of Slauson and Crenshaw Boulevard after him.
Powerful.
It's going to be called Ermias Nipsey Hussle as Geedum Square, according to Councilman Marquise Harris Dawson. Mm. Of course, all of this was started with a petition asking for the city to do such. In other news, a public memorial will be held for Nipsey tomorrow at the Staples Center. Tickets for the rapper's celebration of life were distributed online early Tuesday and sold out within minutes.
That's beautiful, but it's disgusting that people are selling them things, too.
Yeah, Craigslist has flagged certain accounts, and they've been shutting that down. So hopefully they'll find everyone that's been trying to sell the tickets up to $500, wow. Brian, is what people were wanting.
And hopefully eBay will follow suit.
The site has also reported that Anthony Hamilton will be performing, and they've got several other celebrity guest that will be there among the other 21,000 mourners.
Anthony Hamilton gonna bring it home for you.
Trying to tell you.
Yeah.
So Ella May threw a little shade at Jacquees the other day.
Uh-oh.
Well, at least that's what it appeared. She posted a tweet which said, "I'd be so embarrassed if someone brung me on stage and the only thing I could sing was someone else's song because nobody knew my actual music."
Oh, look at Ella May getting spicy with it.
Ooh. Everyone thinks that she was referring to Drake bringing Jacquees up on the stage at a show in London.
He was singing Trippin'.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying, right?
It's the king of R&B right there, Shay. Doing it real big for you.
Setting it out,
man,
for the 99 and 2000.
I don't know. I don't think the king of R&B. I think he would sing his own songs, but, you know.
R&B. Ribs and barbecue, rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
That always cracks me up.
Nearly 31 years after the release of Coming to America, Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall will be reuniting for the sequel.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Ruth E. Carter, who is a costume designer, she won an Oscar recently for the costume designing of the movie Black Panther. She's on set at the Coming to America 2, and she posted a picture of them, you know, fitting Prince Hakeem and Simi.
He ain't lying.
Well, I can't wait to see that.
That's going to be an event of the century.
It should be like Black Panther.
We did, on the cruise that I go on every year, we did a Coming to America versus Wakanda party. So some people came dressed as Black Panther and you know, in that from the movie. And then some people came dressed to Coming to America. It was so dope.
Ooh, you know, I just got a good idea. They should intertwine Coming to America and Black Panther.
Yeah, I don't know if that would, okay. No. I don't know if that's the way to go.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I go to work every morning, and it's the same old stuff when I go in. The attitude ain't right, and I'm just tired of it.
May I suggest that you go to the Catholic Church and get yourself some holy water and just start sprinkling it all over the place.
I go to church every Sunday.
Yeah, but you got to consecrate the building. I walk through the halls in here and just say prayers. I call on the name of Jesus in here to cast out any demons that may be lurking in the corners.
Mm, you want my mans to get fired by spraying water on everybody. Everybody don't believe in that.
It's just a sprinkle. Yeah, I ain't say throw a bucket of water on them. Just sprinkle it real fast while they talking and then put it right in their mouth.
Right.
Like,
now you want to spray people in the mouth. Brother, try that and see what happens to you, and then call us back the next day while you're going to be mad because you lost your job. Who is this?
This your boy, Damon Blah.
All right.
Thank you, Damon.
We're going to be praying for you, my brother.
That ain't the work of the Lord.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Keep listening for your chance to win Legends of Hip Hop tickets.
Uh-huh.
I've been getting a lot of inboxes from folks asking me, hey, can you help?
My neighbor ran me down yesterday and was telling me, hey, I'm going to need some of them tickets, fam. I'm not lying about this either.
Neighbor.
For real.
Keep listening for your chance to win.
And tonight, way back Wednesday, going down at the daiquiri shop.
Yes, sir. So, coming up later on in the show, Brian, we're going to have Chef Bonafide G to talk about healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks are really paying attention to switching from living to eating to live.
Yeah.
And he's got a list of things that we can be consuming to ail some of the problems that plague many of us, particularly as people get older.
I didn't really think about that, but yeah, some people do really eat to live, or live to eat rather. But you're supposed
me?
To. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It becomes sort of a happy thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like sometimes, you know, you look forward to that. So it's all about changing your mindset.
Magic Johnson unexpectedly resigned as Lakers president.
Oh, man.
6 seasons that the team didn't make the playoffs.
Good Lord. We are in disarray, Shay, to say the least. Here's what Magic had to say.
Today, I'm going to step down as president. I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody. You know, I thought about Dwayne Wade retiring tomorrow, and I can't even tweet it out or can't be there. Serena Williams called me a week ago and said, will you mentor me and be on my advisory board? And I said, yeah, I'm going to do that. I was thinking about all those times, all guys who want me to mentor them or be a part of their lives, and I can't even do that. I had more fun on the other side than on this side, because now, tomorrow, I would have to affect somebody's life, livelihood in their life. And I thought about that. I said, that's not fun for me.
Meaning he was going to cut some people because the season is over. But I feel like Magic did his job, though. He got LeBron to L.A. And you know, this happens with a lot of players. Sometimes they want to be coaches. Sometimes they want to be GMs. But it doesn't always pan out because what they did on the court is different from putting that into other players. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the greatness in you is only in you, and you can't instill that in other people when it comes to sports.
That's in everything.
Yeah.
Either you want it or you don't.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, there's been a new focus on healthy eating as Dr. Sabi and his prescription for healthy eating is being introduced to a whole new population of folks that didn't know a lot about it.
Yep.
You know, we've been seeing a lot on social media about using food as medicine, if you will. I was at the Project Rally garden party on Saturday, and Chef Bonafide G was there talking about the different foods that you can consume to combat some of the ailments that a lot of folks are walking around with, Brian. And I felt like, shoot, we should bring him to the air and spread this knowledge.
My dog, Chef Bonafide G, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
Good morning.
Ridiculously good is what's on your chef jacket.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Ridiculously good.
And it's all about mixing things that are good for you and making it taste good at the same time.
Yeah, it's important. You know, we want to eat good food, but we want to eat to live. We want a healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to, you know, I try to show ways in which we can use the fresh ingredients efficiently to our advantage. Mm.
So he had a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables, Brian, at the garden party. I had never consumed jicama before in my life, and it was so good.
What is that?
Jicama is like a root veg. It's kind of across like a potato or apple.
Okay.
And it's spelled J-I-C-A-M-A, but the J is silent.
Okay.
And I make a nice little slaw with it with cilantro and lime.
I tell you what, you make a nice parfait too, boy.
Oh, you like that?
This mug is hitting. I'm eating it live on air, y'all.
Hey, it's healthy too. You know, you got blueberry coconut quinoa in there too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
With a blueberry coconut quinoa.
What exactly do all of those things do for the body?
Well, you need fiber. So the oats with the granola in your parfait gonna give you a lot of fiber to keep your system regular.
Mm-hmm.
The quinoa also is high in protein and fiber. It's a superfood. And it's getting a lot of popular. So you can have it savory or you can have it sweet. So in this application, I mixed it with coconut milk and blueberries and reduced it down. And then I have also fresh fruit in there. And of course, yogurt.
It's delicious, Brian.
Yes, it is. You ain't got to tell me. Mine almost gone.
I see. So we've got more questions about the herbs that you can use to combat some of the ailments that a lot of folks are plagued with, like diabetes and high blood pressure. We've got more with Chef Bonafide G coming up.
Now it's time for the sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. It'll be cloudy and warm. Right now, you're partly sunny and 58 in Independent Shade. What's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. Singer Kelly Lattimore is 49 today.
And everything I do now makes
Reggae musician Bunny Wailer from Bob Marley and the Wailers is 72. Babyface, of your heroes. Is this right? Let's say he's 60. He not older than that?
Nah, he's 60.
Seems like Babyface been around for a long time.
He has. But he was young, though.
Former Major League Baseball player and father of Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr., he's 69 today.
Uh-huh.
Actor-comedian Orlando Jones is 51.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Orlando Brown.
No.
My bad, Griffey. Yeah.
And Q-Tip, rapper and member of A Tribe Called Quest, is 49.
Happy birthday, everybody,
hey,
born
hey, hon.
On April 10th.
So Nipsey Hussle's parents have spoken out following the rapper's untimely death. His mother, Angelique Smith, said in a video that has surfaced online that she's keeping strong and encouraging everyone else to do the same.
Don't fear. When you live your life and you have God on your side, when God dwells inside of you, there is no fear. Everything is in perfect order. Everything is in the divine perfect order of our Creator. And we have perfect peace. I have perfect peace and I have strength. And I want to lift you up. Please do not stay down.
Or
do not
stuck.
Stay stuck.
Many of them are stuck.
Do not mourn. Because Nipsey is great. And now he is even greater.
Yes, he is.
Because he has no bounds and no limits. His energy is everywhere. He can touch. He's there with you now, and he's here with me now.
That is a woman of strong faith right there.
That's
she
right.
Couldn't have said it any better than that.
Of course, the memorial service will be held tomorrow at the Staples Center beginning at 10 a.m. R. Kelly's Sony Music royalties have been seized by a Chicago landlord to pay off his debt. Court documents obtained say that Kelly's former landlord, Commercial Funding, recently issued a subpoena to Sony Music Holdings and was able to get the company to freeze $264,535 in Kelly's biannual royalty account.
Woo!
The amount frozen by Sony was to pay off $173,855 that was owed on a judgment awarded after Kelly stopped paying rent on his Chicago music studio.
Better figure something out. Better go get a job. He going to go to Bank of America. You know, they giving out $20 per hour now.
I'm trying to tell you, that's the minimum now. Shoot. You know, I was thinking about
what
time the day start.
Yeah, okay. We'll see.
I might could make it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking eating to live, not living to eat with Chef Bonafide G.
Well, he's bonafide, all right.
For real, though.
Yeah.
Man.
Many years as a trainer and corporate chef for Ruth Chris. So he's got that, you know, training, but also has a love for breaking down healthy eating. He gave us this, I mean, this is just living food right here on this plate,
yeah,
Chef
that's
G.
Live. That's all live. There ain't no death on that plate.
Oh my goodness. So the jicama slaw that we talked about right here, I'm getting ready to go in on this because I had never had jicama until you presented it at the garden party. And Brian, I felt myself craving more of it. As I ate it, I said, I need more of this. And is that something that's just, you know, your food made with love? Or is it that when you're putting healthy live foods in your body, it's almost like, you know, water on parched earth or something?
It's a mix of both, you know. Ridiculously good is mine, you feel me? So I just try to make sure it's tasty, delicious, and nutritious.
What is the flavor profile of this? This
on that jicama?
It's very fresh.
Isn't it good,
crispy?
Brian?
Yeah, I taste the cilantro. It's kicking.
And a little lime juice?
Yes.
Yeah, a little sweetener, you know, a little agave.
So what can the cilantro and the agave and all the herbs that we put into these foods, what can they do to prolong life?
Well, like herbs like cilantro, parsley, they remove heavy metals out your body. Which is good because, you know, the water we drink and a lot of the proteins we eat, those that consume meat and whatnot, you know, we get a lot of heavy metals in our body. And those herbs take those out. You have thyme, you have rosemary, oregano, all these fresh herbs you can grow right there in your yard. It's springtime. Go on, go to the city market, y'all. Get y'all some plants and grow them right there in the yard.
And the city market is very inexpensive too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I bought plants for $2.50. Some herb plants the other day for $2.50. So you know you can reduce your salt when you add herbs. Okay. You get a lot of flavor when you add herbs, and you don't have to use all that seasoning salt and stuff with MSG and whatnot.
Mm. Now this tea I'm drinking, I'm washing it down. This delicious. I think it's a tea. What? Explain what this is, because it's kicking on the back end.
Oh yeah, that's that ginger turmeric tea. Mm-hmm. Something I was playing with last year, and it hit. It stuck.
Nah, it's delicious.
So I started coming up with custom beverages. So I do a lavender lemonade. I do the ginger turmeric tea, and this one's got blackberry and thyme in it.
Yeah,
honey, it's delicious.
So tell us what the ginger and the turmeric can do to the body quickly.
Anti-inflammatories. So those that might suffer sciatica or gout or foot problems or whatnot, mm-hmm. and have in inflammation, mm-hmm. you can drink this and it'll reduce that pain.
Mm.
So like I had some sciatica problems after doing a wedding last year, and I was taking a leave in Advil trying to, figure this out. But I made this tea and it went away and it lasted about 6 hours. Mm. So I was like, what I'm taking these pills for?
Yeah, that's a misconception about a lot of things. You can actually heal yourself is what I'm learning from a lot of foods and just taking care of yourself.
Well, the body gonna heal itself anyway. Mm-hmm. So we aid it by drinking good water, fresh live foods. Eat more live foods to cook foods. Seeds, nuts. Nuts is live food. Fruits, grains. We gotta get more grains. And get your fiber on. Two kiwis got the same amount of fiber as a bowl of Bran Flakes.
For real?
Yeah.
And I love kiwi. I like it with the skin.
See there?
Yeah. Shade on. I know you don't like
it. I can't do the fuzzy.
Oh, I can't.
He eats the fuzzy part.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I got more questions coming up about lifestyle changes with your food. That's on the way at 7:52.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Chef Bonafide G with us.
My dog.
What's happening?
He's going to be working at the brand new Soiree Bistro, which is opening up on 18th and Vine.
Yes.
Later on this month.
Yeah. Late this month, early May, late April. It's going to be great.
So you'll be able to sample his delicious, healthy cooking right in the district.
Yeah, it's very good. So I'm a parent. I'm driving around right now, and I really want to infuse all of these vitamins and minerals and fresh foods into my family's life. But my lifestyle, I got football practice, I got to drop the kids off, I got dance rehearsal, I got to drop my daughter off, and I got to go home and take care of the husband. How do I
exactly
do this and infuse all of these good foods into my family with my busy schedule?
It's hectic out there. So what I recommend on a weekend when you do got some time, and you might go down to the city market and get your nice fruits and vegetables, or go down to your... All the local gardens are like Project Rally. The local gardens are starting to pop up. They're starting to grow. So they're going to be reaping harvest soon. So go to your local gardens, get your fresh fruits and veggies, go home, wash them, prep them up, cut them, put them in Ziploc bags. That'll help you throughout the week if you got your onions or your tomatoes or whatever you need cut up, or your herbs cut up. So, and a lot of things I also recommend is maybe make your rice or your pasta Sunday night. Cool it, Ziploc bags also. Marinate your proteins. Then throughout the week, you can make a meal quicker. Like in 15 minutes, you can cut down your cutting and cook time.
Mm. Okay.
This jicama slaw, I can't say enough about it.
I'm almost done with mine.
Yeah, I went back and read up.
You did?
Yeah, I had to read back up, man.
Man, my partner LaRon, man. Shouts out LaRon Fields, you heard me? He always be wanting that jicama slaw.
It's so delicious.
I serve it with like jerk. I be getting this jerk marinade from them. So I serve it with like jerk wings or jerk swim. Mm.
And I've never had jicama before. And because of you with the ginger and turmeric drink that you made, I ran to the store and bought a bunch of ginger.
Okay.
But it's still sitting on my counter. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
because I don't know what to do with it. When I'm looking at it, I'm like, how do I cut it? Do I peel it? How do you take the fear out of new fruits, vegetables?
Yeah. You got to get comfortable with it. You never seen some of these items before. You just go buy them and they'll sit in your fridge and get old. You throw them away. But you felt good that you bought something healthy, even though you ain't use it, right?
Wow, you just read me all the way through.
So, like with the ginger, you could peel it with a vegetable peeler, mm-hmm. or you could use the side of a spoon.
Hmm.
And it'll come right off. The skin comes right off. You peel that skin off, peel it up, dice it, and you can use it in hot water. And a remedy I learned from an Asian lady a long time ago, I say 2001. And when I was feeling sick, she told me to boil down the ginger
mm-hmm.
and just drink a shot of it and pour the rest of it in a hot bath.
Mm.
And then I wake up and I thought I was having a sore throat. It'll be gone, or any little fever I thought was coming on. It just worked.
Wow.
So I started telling my mama about it every time she feels sick. About 12 years later, she recommended it to me one day. I was like, Mama, I told you that. But, you know, just peel your ginger, cut it, and add it to hot water, and then you can flavor it how you want.
How do you go about changing? How you go about changing people's like taste buds? Because I'm gonna be honest, I love canned green beans, right?
Yeah.
And I have a friend that's trying to convince me to eat fresh green beans.
Yeah, get off that can,
I'm the
bro.
Friend.
Yeah, get off that can, man.
I'm the friend.
So how do you go about like changing people's taste buds with that?
Once you had my food, it's changed.
Okay.
But you know. People, taste buds, they say taste buds change every 4 or 5 years.
I would agree, because now as I've gotten older, stuff is very salty to me now. I can taste it if it's been salted too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before, I could have as much salt and it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, that high sodium content is no good.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for that.
Still so turning this kiwi maybe up over I'm, here.
I think it has to do with flavoring things well, though. You know, when you're trying to move.
Less
from,
is best. Mm-hmm. Less is more. And I try to keep the natural flavor to things. So I don't use a lot of heavy salts and sodiums and MSG, whatnot, to take away from that. And like with fresh vegetables, you want them green if they're green vegetables. You don't want them brown.
Yeah.
So there's a technique called blanching. So like with green beans, broccoli, asparagus, is where you get a little salted water and you just do a quick drop in that water, and then you take it and drop it in ice water and cool it down. And that allows you to retain the optimum flavor and crispness. And then when you go to reheat them or cook them, however, saute them, whatever you need, they're still going to be crisp and delicious and nutritious.
We're talking about healthy eating, Brian. We're going to continue on with how we can change our diet so that we can prolong our lives.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking to Chef Bonafide G.
Bonafide!
You live, you heard me?
About eating to live. He's going to be one of the chefs at the new Soiree on 18th and Vine.
Yeah, Soiree Steak and Oyster House, owned by Chef Anita Moore. This is her second concept. She has the Soiree Bistro out in Smithville.
Yes.
Which focuses on Cajun Creole cuisine. You already know up my alley. I love that. So I went out there and had the shrimp and grits and loved it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. We've been talking, and she pulled me on board to come help get the steakhouse going.
So excited about bringing, you know, that cuisine to the district. Now, I can go get 8 pieces of fried chicken for $3.99 right now. But I can't go get 8 pieces of chicken raw from the supermarket. Is convenience going to be the death of us?
Already. Yes, indeed. Fast food. We are in a fast food nation. Whether food, whether information, we want quick, easy, with very little substance.
Mm.
And that ain't going to do us no good, y'all. At all. You know, it's so easy to, like you said, go get 8 pieces of chicken from Church's. Who knows where that chicken came from? It ain't in good condition. And it ain't good for you. You know, it's like you can get a burger for 99 cents with bread, lettuce, some sort of protein, mayonnaise or whatever, all that stuff on it. But a peach costs you $1.10. So convenience is hurting us, and we got to not fall victim to the convenience and just go out our way to eat what we know we need to eat and make the proper preparations so we can be ahead of the game. If you wait, you're late.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. What's up with this herbal pack you gave?
Oh, that herb pack?
Yeah.
I do these knife and herb classes, I started with this Charlotte Foundation, in October, and I done one at what's that, the Plaza Library, mm-hmm. and then we did Project Rally, and the herb packs. What I just try to do is you got some thyme in there, you got some rosemary and some fresh basil.
I got time today.
You got time today.
Come on, and,
car. Hey. No, but so these are things I can cook with.
Those are right? things you can cook with. Right. So you can take and chop them up, and use them in soups, sauces, salads, stews, what have you.
And it'll give me all the flavor I need with no sodium or
yeah,
it'll
give you all the
stuff.
Flavor without having to use so much sodium. And it's good to use fresh herbs at the end. Okay. Don't put them in the beginning and cook all the life out of it. You know, add it at the end.
At the end of the cooking process.
That's your flavor enhancer. Okay.
You even talked about infusing it in butters and then freezing it.
Yeah, so butters and oils. Yeah, so like you have a lot of herbs. You know, you find the herbs is just growing so fast out there in your yard. You can take and make compound butters with herbs and butter and whatever your seasoning flavors would be like to be. Or you could take and use some extra virgin olive oil, mm-hmm. maybe chop them up, put them in ice trays. With the olive oil, put them in the freezer, pop them out, put them in a Ziploc bag. Now when you're making a dish, sauteing vegetables or something, you can pull your little cube of herb oil out, throw it in the skillet, saute it, bam, in there.
Doesn't that sound good?
It does. And not only have you filled my belly, but you have filled my mind this morning. I feel enriched with your presence.
Yeah,
I
a little knowledge, you know,
yeah.
chef knowledge.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for coming up and sharing this information with our listeners. You got a list of things that you say do not eat and a list of things that you say we should eat. I'm going to get that from you and post it up on our Facebook page because we done ran out of time.
Oh, yeah.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. It'll be cloudy and warm. Right now, you are partly sunny at 58 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Rapper Lil Boosie and former NFL player Antonio Allen were arrested on drug and gun charges at a traffic stop in Georgia on Monday. They've now been released from jail.
Free Boosie.
Got
he
released
gotta stay
from,
out of trouble, fam.
For real, though. Coweta yeah. County, that's where my sister lives in Georgia.
Oh, okay. That's yeah. the good part, the fancy part?
That's the boonies. Like, there is nothing out there.
The boonies? So, oh yeah, in Kansas City, what would that be? Like, Independence or
no, not no? Independence.
It would be like
maybe Raypack or something.
Oh,
like,
okay, like Belton somewhere out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like right. really the boonies.
Ah.
So Kodak Black is now reacting to being removed from T.I.'s Trap Museum in Atlanta.
He is just ignorant, Shay.
That's me. That boy shot it up, man. All that other that museum. I ain't get y'all permission to put me up there anyway.
That's me. Shot it up.
Well, you couldn't understand what he was saying because all of the beep, but basically he was saying F the museum.
Yeah, and he trying to say RIP Shawty Lowe for T.I. when really they was cool before Shawty Lowe unfortunately passed away. I don't know, man. You know, earlier this week I made statements about trying to help him and trying to, you know, as a community, reach out and trying to just help him out as an individual. He might be lost, Shay. He might be lost in the sauce. It might be too late for Kodak. He's just ignorant.
I've heard this statement, youth is wasted on the young.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes when you're young, you don't realize what you have or the opportunities that are right in front of you. I learned the same thing, a young little whippersnapper fresh out of college. I didn't take advantage of everything that was in front of me. I thought I knew it all.
Mm-hmm.
And life allowed me to learn lessons. So I hope this young man has an opportunity to continue to live his life so that he can learn the error of his ways.
Yep.
Your mind at 19 is not going to be your mind at 29.
It sure
and hopefully
ain't.
Your mind at 29 won't be the same mind you have at 39. And if right. it is, you waste 10 years.
You're right. Wow. Wise words from Shea Moore. That's the plug part two this morning.
I'm trying to tell you. Y'all yeah. wake up early and listen to the plug. It airs at 5:40 a.m. where no. I get down. It ain't 5:40?
No. Yeah, it's 5:40.
Okay,
I just wanted
good.
To say thank
that's
you.
What...
I wanted to say thank you for dropping that jewel because, you know, I think somebody needed that this morning. I really
you
do.
No, because you just never know when you're going to receive your blessing.
Why do now, you have to talk like TD Jakes?
If you would, go to your phones right now.
pull up your Cash App and put in
that's where you lost me.
$PayShayMore and send me. If you all would, we have about 300,000 listeners right now. If you all would just send me $1.
Don't make me pull up no music for
$1.
Why did you have to flip it like that? You was doing well. You know, we was believing in the spirit.
We
and
was
now
talking
you
about opportunity.
Gonna,
that was my opportunity to get
gonna,
some money.
You just gonna flip it on us.
That's my opportunity to get this bag. So everyone listening to the sound of my voice, go deep within the belly. Get in touch with your inner man. Curl your fingers. And type in $PayShayMore. With just $1, you will help me get my fupa removed.
Oh my God.
This summer in the Dominican Republic.
We're just gonna cut it right there. Why You Mad Though coming up at 8:38, y'all.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough coming.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. How many of you know that a lot of physical abuse happens on mistake? Parents don't set out to physically abuse their children, but often they are super stressed, and that's what causes the outlash and the abuse. Everyone has stress, whether it's a bad day at work, car trouble, or simply too many things to do. However, too much stress can make it hard to parent effectively. After a while, your children may show signs of being stressed out too. Some signs that you are stressed include the following: feeling angry or irritable a lot of the time, feeling hopeless, having trouble making decisions, crying easily, worrying all the time, arguing with friends or your partner, overeating or not eating enough, and being unable to sleep or wanting to sleep all the time. Take care of your health. Getting enough sleep can make a big difference in your stress level. So eating healthy foods and getting some exercise should be on your to-do list. Remember, learning to manage your stress will improve your happiness and show your children that they can handle stress too. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.